Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Good evening, I'm Rich Bontrager on location in Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we're going to be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment is brought to you by Summit Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now joining us, here's the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. Welcome, Brandon Derrick. It's getting hotter every week, man.
Yeah. We play good. We clap loud. We don't. They may not clap at all, but right now we play pretty good last Friday.
All right, this past week we got the regular season underway. Charlton came to town, and it was everything we thought it was going to be, and then some. However, 28-21 final score. But I'm going to start right away with something I don't think you're talking about yet. The coin flip. The very first thing. We get the coin flip, you defer, and you put defense out there first. Now, why do you put defense out there first?
I felt good about the defense. I talked all week. I thought defensively we matched up well with them offensively. And I thought them on defense, they matched up well with us on offense. So I was thinking the second half it was going to be a tight ball game. And I wanted the ball to have the ball first thing in the second half. And it worked out for us. We ran the kickoff back.
Now, I was going to say, looking into the crystal ball, you choose defense first. Second half, three consecutive kickoff returns. I've never seen it. You've never seen it. I don't think anyone's ever seen that. And you said you practiced the wedge, and the wedge worked perfectly, right?
Oh, yeah. We practiced the wedge, setting the wedge, the double wedge, for about 2.5 weeks now. I thought the kids did a really good job. They set it, and, you know, I told the guys in the back, if you get a crease, you see daylight, hit it as fast as you can hit it, and just run. And then I told the other guys, I said, just catch up to him and hold him off. And, you know, it's hard to catch up to Patrick once he takes off. He's pretty fast. And Isaiah busted through, and there wasn't no catching him either. But they did a good job. And, you know, it's one of those things that special teams can be a big – it can flip momentum, and it can keep you in games. And, you know, I thought our kids did a good job with that on Friday night.
One thing that did change in the third quarter after that was everyone was out of gas. It was like pushing and shoving and falling over. How did you coach through the heat, exhaustion, and everything got spent in a minute and a half?
I think, you know, I got to say my guys in the box and Coach Mathis and Coach Barnes on the sideline did a really good job of finding out who we had and we could get on the field. You know, a lot of people watching are like, well, why are they doing that? Well, I'd love to call something else, but he's over there with a cramp. And I'd like to get him the ball, and he's over there with a cramp, or he's got something hurt. And, you know, you do a lot of things that you do according to who you got on the field and what personnel you got on the field. And I thought the guys on the sideline Friday night, we were pretty shorthanded. We had six coaches. They had 15 over there. Some of them had their hands in their pockets. I started asking if they would come over to help us for a little while. And see if we get anything out of them. But, you know, I thought that Coach Mathis and Coach Barnes and our trainer, Adam Norman, welcome to Frederica, Adam, did a great job Friday night trying to get the kids back in. And honestly, I thought the kids did a good job being as tired as they were,
yeah,
being able to keep their focus and keep making plays. You know, it was a little chaotic near the end of that third quarter and all that fourth quarter, trying to get guys on off field and keeping everybody healthy.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Your defense did play outstanding. Looking at the stats, their quarterback, Anderson, who's considered an all-star, only 5 of 13. Their tight end that we talked about last week, one catch for 8 yards. They only combined, I believe, for 113 yards rushing. Your defense was outstanding.
I thought the kids played really, really well on defense. And again, I thought from watching the film that our defense matched up well with their offense, and their defense matched up well with our offense. And, you know, I've done it for a while, and I think I was right. I thought, I told some guys earlier in the week that I thought the game might end up in a 14-13 game, you know, and it was pretty close. If we don't run off some kickoffs back, or and we don't make some mistakes here and there, it could have been 7-6. So, you know, it's one of those things where I pegged it pretty close, and I thought the guys did a good job. I thought the defense was outstanding all night long, staying at home. We knew that they had a great quarterback, Raekwon, that could break it at any moment. And I thought our guys did a good job of attacking the outside shoulder, keeping everything inside. And he's a guy that always gets positive yardage. And it's kind of funny. One of the kids said, "Coach, you're right. He never takes a loss." So I was like, "Well, no." Been watching a lot of film on him. And, but I thought our kids did a really good job defensively. Had a couple breaks, a couple mental breaks. But overall, for a game one, I thought the kids played really lights out on defense.
Looking at game one, and we had three quarterbacks play for us. We knew about Simpson starting the game, but Denver Anthony comes in at quarterback as the number three man. Now, was that heat? Was that exhaustion? Was that plan? Why do we have three guys on game one?
Injuries and heat. Glad Denver having to come in and play quarterback. And you may see Denver a lot this Friday night at quarterback. We're nicked up a little bit. We're going to have to go play with whoever we got. And we're trying to get, I'm going to tell you right now, it was a mass unit a little bit this week at practice. Got some starters down. We got some guys beat up a little bit. But I thought the guys that were in the roles that they played today and yesterday, I thought they've done a good job stepping in. We're going to play hard, and we're going to give great effort. And those kids have had a good attitude. I thought yesterday's practice was not as crisp as I'd like for it to have been. And then I thought today's practice was much sharper defensively. Offensively, I thought we relaxed a little bit. We're just kind of, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know. I'm going to reevaluate a little bit on offense. But I thought overall our offensive line play this past week's gotten a little bit better. So I hope that we can open some running lanes and get Isaiah loose a little bit.
Late in the ball game, right from midway through the third quarter, you were out of timeouts. You had to use them. Partly exhaustion, partly confusion on the field. Why did you burn three timeouts so early?
You've been talking to my wife about that, huh? Wanting to know why these timeouts were burned.
I promised I did not talk to her.
One of them was we were really, really tired. Coach Mathis said, "Coach, we need to get a timeout. We're out of gas right here. Let's let them get." So one of them I called. The other two was cramps and injuries. We didn't have personnel. We didn't know where the kids were at. We had kids over here, and you know, we had to call a timeout to get some stuff, you know, to get it lined up. And part of that is we just don't have the personnel, coaching personnel, to talk and discuss it to make sure we got the right kids on the field. So me and Coach Mathis with the headsets trying to get it taken care of, and that was the reason we went through those timeouts early. And you know, I wish we hadn't, but we had to give ourselves a chance to stay in the game.
We'll talk more about coaching in just a few moments. But more to come here on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, let's pause for a word from our sponsors. Back in a moment.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more, including Echo Power Equipment and over 150 zero-turn mowers in stock. Featuring the Gravely zero-turn mowers with welded decks, starting at $28.99. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
How about it now? This is Jamie at Southern Hardware. We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82. Check us out on Facebook.
Southern Hardware, Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida's leading volume dealer.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederick County Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Eric on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nats Landing on St. Simon's. And this segment is brought to you by Nats Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Back with the coach once again, looking back at the battle last week, 28-21 final score. Charlton gets the victory late in the game, but before we talk about the end of the game, 21-21, fourth quarter, we are knotted up, and it's blow by blow, back and forth. You guys are exhausted. What are the rules for overtime in high school football for you guys? We did not officially know.
The rules were very similar to high school. You get four downs, or 25 going in, but you get first down. So it's very similar to that of college. I was thinking about that in the back of my mind too, going into overtime and all that stuff. Are we going to be able to withstand it? And, can we make a play? And, I wanted to try to win it in regulation instead of going to overtime. We just didn't have it. I didn't know if we had the gas to go a little bit more.
So let's talk about the play that many people have talked about. You go for a pass. As a coach, would you have normally gone for the field goal, or did you want to go for it all because that's the coach you are?
Well, in that situation, the personnel kind of dictated what we were trying to do. I only had really like one or two playmakers on the field, and I was trying to get it to a playmaker, and we missed a slip screen because the guy running on the field was late getting on the field. I don't know if you heard the play, part of the play, and the other guy got a good jump on the ball. But, in that situation, had we not been so outmanned, we'd probably just run it up inside and try to run some clock and punted the ball and played defense and took it to overtime. But, and where I was standing, I didn't know if the kids could go to overtime. And I was wanting to get it to a playmaker, and hopefully we'd make a play and get in the end zone or get a big play and get it out of the back. We were backed up pretty far, and, I didn't know how much more we had to think, and I just wanted to see if we could get out there and go. And it was a bad call by me, but at the same time, I'll go back and look at it and reflect a little bit. I'm trying to win the game in regulation instead of winning in overtime. And it wasn't one of them. That's just my personality. It was a lot of it, we make decisions based on what we think we can do and we can't do. And, I'd love to say I got 100 kids and I can go out there and toot my own horn, do whatever I want to, but we ain't that way. We got 34, and you get a couple of them injured, you down to 28, 29, and you're trying to find out who can play.
With that, talk about coaching for a second, because you're doing offense and defense. It's an exhausting game. Would it have helped you maybe to have other eyes and ears to give your brain a break and think that through?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's something that we're making a lot of corrections and stuff as we go, and I'm giving some guys some more assignments this week to do, things to watch, and what to tell me in the headset. And I got a lot of first-year guys. They do a really good job. They get everything together. They bust their butt. Coach Nass was right now on defense. He knew every tendency in the world of what was going on. He had them pretty much pegged, and I thought he had a great defensive game plan going into it. But I think a lot of it's me. When you got first-year guys and new guys, I go back and check and make sure and double-check, triple-check, redo. And so that's part of me. I got to back away a little bit and just trust my guys and let them do their thing. But at the same time, it was a extremely intense football game.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't want to make too many mistakes.
You're listening to the Brandon Dare Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. One final comment here about the games from this past weekend before we shift on to Valwood coming to town. What was your big takeaway? Because I heard you say it last week. You wanted to prove you guys could play the big dogs. You could play the bigger schools. Did you get that out of your team? Do you believe you can play at the next level and then some?
Well, I think so. I mean, but my opinion in 50 cents might not buy you a Coke in some states. But I think later, from the talk in the surrounding counties and the surrounding areas in South Georgia, we proved that we play a really good brand of football and we play very competitive teams. You got a lot of people that were there Friday night from different areas that came and watched us. I've had some folks come up to me that have been Glenn Academy fans their whole life. Kids went to Glenn Academy, comes to coach. I just wanted to come to practice on Monday and just tell the kids how much I appreciate them playing and how hard they played. He goes, I thought that you guys did everything in the world and that you could. And he said, at one point, I thought y'all going to pull this off. And I said, listen, it wasn't that we thought we were going to. I said, at the point, we kind of knew we had a chance to pull it off. We kind of kept it to ourselves. But at the same time, we got a good football team. We play hard. I thought the kids, the thing I took away from it was a great effort on Friday night. I thought, I knew we were going to make some first game mistakes. And those things we can get corrected down the road. And I knew we were going to have to put some young kids in. But, there were times we were taking some Division I athletes off the field and putting kids in at their backups, and they were making plays.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's a big positive when you take kids off and put kids in. And I thought some of our kids, they just sold out all night long. The whole team did, and I thought that we just played with a great effort, great attitude. And, I told them earlier this week, you're going to get a lot of pats on the back. You got to remember, we still lost, and we got to get better. And I think they took that to heart this week, and they've come to practice, and they pushed each other. But they gained some confidence from it, too. I think that we've got a newfound confidence going forward.
Coming up this weekend, Valwood come to town. How many nightmares have you had over the offseason about that game of last year when it comes down to 14-10, when in fact you dominated most of that game last year?
I had to watch it over and over again here this week to make sure we were doing tendencies and getting everything right in formations. So
a bad nightmare return.
I really love watching it up to about 7 minutes and 38 seconds, and then at that point I want to turn it off. But I think you just got to take it and you got to learn from it. From my standpoint, the kid's standpoint, and everything else. I just thought that. We played really hard last year. We made some mistakes in that one, too. But, I thought the kids, again, battled really hard in that one last year. We're in the same situation. I think Valwood's a good football team. We're going to get their best punch Friday night now. It's going to be another battle on Friday night.
Valwood comes back to their returning quarterback, senior Caleb Burns. Last season, last game, he was 12 of 24, only one touchdown, one interception. And he only got 100 yards in the game. Again, your defense shut him down. Now, he does not have the same roster coming back with him. Their roster is radically changed.
Their roster's got 10 new seniors and 13 additional players on it. So you look, and all 10 seniors start.
Where did they come from?
Valdosta, Lowndes, all those guys, they go and get them. You look at our roster, ours is pretty much the same besides freshmen rolling in. We don't have a lot of new names. They've got a lot of new kids coming in. So, they went and recruited 10 rising seniors, and they brought them in, and 10 of them are going to start. So we just got to be ready. I can't control who gets recruited and who gets put on your team. I just got to go play against them and get them ready and try to win.
We're going to come back, talk more about Valwood coming up this Friday night. We'll be right back for more of the Frederica Academy Coaching Show with head coach Brandon Harris on the Business Media Sports Network. Back in a moment.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simons Island, St. Simons Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill. St. Simons Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simons Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simons Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Eric on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Pondringer, back on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med One and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, St. Simons Seafood, and Belinda Thomas Realty. Back with the coach again. A great crowd out here tonight on Nats. And coach, we're getting ready for Valwood coming back to town. We talked a little about their changes over the season. Last year, Jalen Simpson, 6-for-19, one touchdown, one interception, 88 yards. However, last year, the ballast run attack. We ran, we threw. It really worked out really well. How does it work out this year? What's the balance of our formula right now?
We're hopefully 50-50, but, probably going to be more like 60-40. We put in a few things this week, hopefully run the ball a little bit better. I felt like we didn't run the ball very successfully against Charlton, but they did have a 6'5", 245-pound defensive end and a couple bookends in there and a big nose guard, and they played hard downhill. So I knew they were going to be strong in the middle. This week, Valwood's very similar. They got a guy that's 335 pounds in there. Another nose guard is about 250, and then the defensive ends they're pretty good. 220 and I think 245 at defensive end. I think we're going to try to, do a few things, up inside. Hopefully we can get a few things, get the inside running game going some, and then work the perimeter a little bit as we go. So we're going to take our chances here and there, but, we're going to try to stay balanced as much as possible. We got to move the chains, keep the defense off the field a little bit, and hopefully we can get some big plays. That's kind of what I told the kids today. We got to get some big plays. I thought Charlton did a really good job of limiting us on the big plays.
Speaking about big plays, preseason scrimmage, you guys went deep right away. Last week, you got open up right away. Is that going to be the way you guys hopefully want to run? You might go stretch the field more this season?
I don't know. We got 4-4, another 4-4, and another 4-4 guy. I'd probably stretch it too. I think it kind of reminds me of the Oakland Raiders back in the late 70s and 80s. Go deep and throw it deep, and then if we don't catch it on the third time, we'll punt and play defense. But, we've got to establish that inside running game some and get Isaiah loose a few times. And then their secondary's got to come in there and play. They've got to help stop the run. When those guys start creeping in, hopefully we can get over the top. I think we've got the guys to get behind some people. I think offensively we're a little young in some spots and we're working through it. I thought they had a really good week this week. I thought the interior guys practiced really hard this week and got a lot better.
Speaking about what happened with Isaiah, clothesline, depleted him, took him down. A couple flags that were questionable last week. The crowd really got into it. The 11th man spoke up. How do you coach when something like that happened and it's clearly a foul and there's no flag?
Um, you know, angry. I coached angry with the referees. I was real nice to them. Said a lot of polite things, you know, like, hey, you really missed that call. I wish you'd get it right next time. I'm sure most people heard what I was saying, and it wasn't real polite, you know. But, you know, at the same time, it's like it just happens over and over again at our place. When we run something, they tackle Jayshon from the back, or, you know, they're holding. And, you know, I mean, I just told them earlier on, just come on, you know. It's ridiculous if it happens more than twice, you know. So one of those things, I think the crowd saw it and I saw it. I mean, heck, Ray Charles saw some of it and they didn't get caught. So we just got to get better.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Michigan Media Sports Network. So let's talk about the 11th man. We knew it was going to be a big crowd last week. The pep band came. We had a delay of game because of lightning. And then the crowd erupts in that game. How much does that help you as a coach and the team to have that type of a crowd out there?
I think when we had a large crowd, it makes it a much more electric environment. The kids feed off that. I think they love the people being out cheering and seeing them and getting eyes on them. And I mean, when I played, I used to love playing in front of big crowds. It didn't scare me. I'd love to go out and make plays and people walk away from it going, man, he's pretty good, you know. And I think our kids are the same way. They love playing in front of a big crowd. They enjoy a big crowd. A lot of them, and they play very intense. And I think they fed off that atmosphere of Friday night. You know, we got to battle through it. These people are out here watching us, and we got to go. And I think that's a big thing. And that, when the crowd's out and gets behind the kids rally for them and play hard. And, you know, for us, it's an emotional thing. Football is a game of emotions. It can be, you can be up 1 minute and down the next, but you know, you got to keep it in check. But at the same time, the crowd and the electricity last Friday night was a great football setting. And you know, we had a band. The first play we get a delay of game because we can't hear the call. And the first thing I said was, "Hey, this is what it's like in South Georgia high school football right here. You know, we're used to not hearing it, and we've got a small pep band. We're trying to get it built up, and I'm excited about that. I hope we get those guys out there and get some more kids, and it gets to be a big thing. I want it to be a big thing where everybody wants to come out and watch the Frederica Academy Knights play football."
Let's talk about kickoffs again. Special teams are huge with you. Trick plays are pretty big. I haven't heard you mention any trick plays yet, but with the way you kicked off and returned last week, will anybody kick to Frederica ever again?
We answered that as soon as Isaiah ran the second one back. No one will kick us the ball.
So what will you do? How will you adjust your special teams now?
What I will do is keep backing them up 5 yards until they kick it from the 5-yard line. I've got a lot of people that say they're going to kick it out of bounds over and over again. Well, you kick it from the 5 and we can field it at the 50 and run it back to your 30. So, you know, we'll see if people kick off to us, because our front line, our back line and our middle line are our skill kids. If you kick it short, you're going to kick it to Jayshon Sheffield. So if you kick it deep, you're kicking it to Patrick Isaiah. And then there's Denver and Josh and all of those guys in that middle line. So we're keeping the speed on the field.
So you're also putting hand scheme out every time. It sounds like there's always going to be a hand scheme, not a second team. It's hands all the time.
We got skill kids with hands, and our front line guys pretty much can field anything.
So, final preparation. The emotion of this game, the history of the last year, what is the vibe of the locker room? What do you think they're coming in? Because they felt the same vibe last year. These are two teams that really have a love-hate relationship now.
Well, they're number one in one poll, and we're number one in another poll, and we're vice versa. Whoever's number one is number two. So this is kind of like, Alabama and Florida State a couple years ago when they opened the season 1-2?
Yeah.
We're going to find out who's number one and who's number two, I guess, when we come out there on a Saturday night. And I can tell you right now, the emotions are running pretty high with our kids. They want revenge. And they, you know, when I texted some of them Saturday, the first thing they texted back is, "Coach, I'm a little bruised up, but it's Valwood week, so we're going to go play." So, you know, I think that it's in the back of their mind, and they're excited. I think it's a fun time right now.
It is a fun time. Kickoff 7:30, Enter the Oaks out in Frederica. Thanks again, Coach, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out, Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. Join us every week, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Till next week, I'll see you at the stadium. I'm Rich Bonswinger. Have a great night.